So welcome in, and our second week preparing together for Pesach, our second week preparing for Pesach not only tangibly, but through the world of ideas. And today's short and dense, deep, beautiful piece by Chaim Friedlander is hopefully something that will brighten your day, and perhaps also not only brighten our day, but stretch our mind and spark our heart, and add to the way in which we come to Pesach, and the way in which we go through Pesach. If you're looking at the actual physical volume of Sifrei Chaim, it's the second volume of Moedim, page Shin Mem Aleph. Thank you again to Morty for putting out the PDF. Comes with a tour. He starts with that. Okay. Open up with a remarkable sort of nook or cranny. And they're thinking about Pesach. Oh, we think about Pesach, we think about Matzah, and Pesach, and Haggadah, and Chametz, and Cleaning, and Karoshes. There's a lot we think of here. So, or maybe, here's sort of an unusual connection. But it's a very, very standard source. It's a tour. But not a tour in Hilchos Pesach. A tour, as you see, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the Tough Yud Zayin, right before Hilchos Pesach. So a couple of simanim about Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and then about how you organize the Luach. And he writes there, the tour, the son of the Rush, he quotes another one of the sons of the Rush. He quotes his brother, Aben Yehuda. The tour was Aben Yaakov ben Asher. He quotes the Shamati Ne'achir Aben Yehuda. And Hamodim Nistinus Negadavo. But mystically speaking, there's three regalim, we have three avos, and there's a connection between them. And there's a one-to-one correspondence. Sukkot corresponds to Yaakov, Shavuot corresponds to Yitzchak, and Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu. So each one here is Sukkot. So maybe some other time, we can, in conjunction with other Ayyam Tovim, we can try to understand the connection between Sukkot and Yaakov, just because he built two coasts. Of animals, or the place was named Sukkos. Well, how that somehow builds a deeper connection to the end of Sukkos? A good question for a different time. What Yitzchak has to do with Shavuos? Also, a great question for a different time. So right now, the main yana de yoma. Pesach negra. Torah says that Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu. Bechsev Lushivasi Ugos. Avraham Avinu tells one of the conversations that's recorded in Chumash. Look, Avraham Avinu must have had tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of conversations. And he lived for close to two centuries. He said many, 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 many words. Tens of thousands of people. But of all the innumerable conversations that Avraham Avinu had, the only small number, they're recorded in Torah Shulchan Aruch. And one of them is Avraham Avinu discussing with his wife how they're going to prepare for the guest that just arrived, beginning of Parashat Vayera. And he turns to her and asks, Lushi Vasi Ugo, could you please make fresh bread? Well, Pesach Haya. And Chazal have a tradition that happened at Pesach, that which means that when he asked his wife, could you please make Ugos, those Ugos are Matzah. Okay? So we have a record, and put the pieces together, 2 plus 2 equals 4, we have a record of Avinu asking Sarah, would you please bake Matzah? Yeah. We're left wondering, that's a remnant. It's an indication, a hook, that there is a mention of Pesach, of Matzah in conjunction with Avinu. What does it mean? It's more than just the fact that it has to be mentioned. The fact that that comes up is because there's a deeper thematic connection between Avraham and Pesach. So let's put it this way. What could we learn about Pesach from this equation? Well, what does it tell us about Pesach we didn't already know? What new insight can we get into our Pesach? Tavshin and Ches, I spent around here. It says, Nir Lavar Tadvarim, and Mishu Tavshin, and the Kashrim, in Avraham Avinu Umi Dasta, and it's a Chesed B'chagafet. Let's work, says Rechai Friedlander, let's work on understanding what these two have in common. What are the ideas that tie together Avraham and Pesach? And he already adds, just as he's saying up the question, not just Avram and Pesach, but Avram and his Nida and Pesach. That's not just thinking about Avram and Pesach, let's think about Chesed and Pesach. It begins with the man himself. Avraham Avinu, what are the similarities between Avraham and Pesach? They're both beginning. Avraham Avinu, who Rosh Vishoresh Amanivra. Avraham Avinu is the beginning. He's the root of Am Yisrael. We see it from Chumash, and Yishayahu highlights this. Habitu el Tzurchutav Ten, Habitu Avraham Avichet. Avraham Avinu, we're told to look back to Avraham Avinu, the Navi tells us. Look back to Avraham Avinu as the root of it all, where we were quarried. Avraham Avinu is from whom we were quarried. It's our source. And you can look, and you see us with Mitzrayim, with Reishas, Binyan Ha'am. Ha'am Hashem is the beginning of building the Jewish nation. And there had been a great aggregate of people, of Jewish people, to become a single unit of a tzibur, a nation that's defined as Am Hashem, that begins the Pesach, Moshe Nema, the fourth of the four Lashon Shlagulu, Lakachti Eschem Milah, once, Otsesi, Vitalti, Vigalki, Lakachti. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu he's gonna extract us from Mitzrayim. He's going to free us. We're gonna be saved from the oppression. And in so doing, we'll then be ready for the begin of, they'll begin the process of becoming Am Hashem. This is where it all begins. Avraham Avinu is the beginning of Am Yisrael. Yitzchias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Am Yisrael in a different sense. So they're both are the root of Am Yisrael. I think you've mentioned, I think we've discussed in other contexts, the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth Parag of Brachas talks about yet another trio, Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv. The Gemara has an opinion that Avos Tiknu, that Shachas corresponds to Avraham Avinu and Minchas Yitzchak and Ma'ariv to Yaakov, and each Av was responsible for having crafted that trio. Avinu is Mechadish of Davi in the morning, Yitzchak of Davi in the afternoon, Yaakov of Davi at night. And they may have shared in the past, the chef likes to quote from European Darshanim that there's inherent significance to that correspondence, that Avraham Avinu is morning-like and Yitzchak is afternoon-like and Yaakov is night-like, in the sense that Avraham Avinu is the start, is the beginning, the dawn. And Yitzchak is continuing to walk over Avraham Avinu, the afternoon-like. And Yaakov is the Av of darkness. Yaakov is the Av of night. Because Yaakov is the Av who spends far more of his life in Galus, and in profounder ways. Yaakov is the one who ends his life in Galus, goes into Galus in the ways in which he does it, and is the one who actually begins Galus Mitzrayim. P.K. Yaakov Leishah of the Shavu didn't work. That's what the Darshan suggests. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Morning, afternoon, evening. So there's a connection between Avim and Shachar. The result of saying here, there's a connection between Avim, based on this tour, there's a connection between Avram and Pesach also. The notion of the star. Avinu is the morning, Avinu is the Yitzchias Mitzrayim. He's the beginning of Am Yisrael, in a more fundamental way. Then Chaim Friedlander goes on to say, there's more. Midasa, in the next paragraph, Midasa u'ma'alas, that's not only about being the beginning. That already is significant, to recognize, of course, the Pesach, celebrating the founding of Am Yisrael, celebrating the inauguration of Am Yisrael. But there's more. Midasa u'ma'alas, shal Avraham, shabaholach b'derach Hashem, he mirasa chesed. We think what Avraham, you know? We think about chesed. It's based on a pasuk in Micha. He can emes Yaakov chesed la Avraham. And he says, there's another point of connection, because chesed is the emblematic midah of Avraham Avinu, and it's also the emblematic midah of Pesach. Chaim Avu v'sarim ha-kedoshim, she-chag ha-Pesach kashu l'minas ha-chesed shal Hashem Yisbach. Chag ha-Pesach is very deeply connected to divine chesed. It says in the Shla, right, the beginning of Tzachim, chag ha-Pesach hu amud ha-chesed. Pesach is the pillar of chesed. Let's understand that. The connection between Avraham and Pesach is not only historic, it's the beginning of Am Yisrael. They're both represented as the beginning, the founding of Am Yisrael, the morning, the dawn of Am Yisrael, but also they both have a deep connection to Chesed. Let's try to understand that. The connection, let's understand Chesed, and then let's understand Avraham's connection to Chesed, and then finally we'll understand Pesach connection to Chesed. Nosif Beit Ur. Let's elaborate. Minas HaChesed and Minas HaAhava Shur Zubazu, the Novo Zubazu. There's a deep intertwining of doing good for others and Ahava, which is love, friendship, caring. Whether it's in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's in our relationship with other people, love is deeply connected to giving. Dahainu, what does that mean? Number 1, when we recognize the chesed done to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we become grateful people who are comfortable recognizing the good we receive from others, particularly the good we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sense of gratitude can generate a sense of ahava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shiva Tosahi, if I love and I care, then I want to do. I want to reciprocate. Then I yes, and immediately respond. That will fill into my other things, doing chesed for others, because it's true for among people as well. Ha'ava l'mishu, if I care about someone, that I want to do for them. Mevi'el asiyas chesed and asiyas chesed and asiyas nozulas, mevi'el avas hanosin mamakabah. It goes both ways as a cycle, not a vicious cycle. Baruch Hashem is a wonderful cycle. That Abba builds chesed and chesed builds Abba. If I care about someone, then that will motivate me to want to do for him or her. And if I do for someone, that will bring to, he points out, Abba tanos to Abba kabo. Not just as he said before, when we recognize how Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, the recipient care more about the giver. It's also true, particularly in human interactions. If I give to you, I'll care about you. Not only you be grateful to me, if I give to you, I'll care about you. That's an idea that's very famous from as a concept developed by Chaim Freelander's Rebbe of Defa. In his Kuntra Chesed, he developed this idea. Kuntra Chesed. He talks about the fact, famously, of Vesta talks about the fact, you look at the word ahava, love or friendship, caring, the middle two letters are hav, it's the gift. And Vesta points out, one of the most celebrated ideas in his farm, that a lot of times we assume the other way. A lot of times we assume that I'll care about the people who have done for me. But the truth is, that's true as well, but profoundly true that I come to care about the people to whom I give. If I give to someone, if I take care of someone, that will generate within me a sense of caring for that person. Stephen Covey, in one of his books, talks about a consultation he had. A fellow made an appointment to speak with Dr. Covey. I want to talk about his marriage. So his marriage was somewhat tenuous. It wasn't on the rocks. No animosity. But just there was no feeling that we're civil to each other, but I don't love my wife. Well, Dr. Covey records the 7 habits. He looks at the fellow and says, well, you need to love your wife. He says, I told you, that's my problem. I don't love my wife. How can I come to my wife? He said, no, you need to love her. You understand. Love is a verb. Love is a verb. It's doing. To do for others will generate a sense of caring about others. It's certainly true that as I come to care about someone, that's going to motivate me to want to do. But it's a two-way street. Giving generates a sense of caring. A sense of caring by the giver for the receiver. It's a powerful part of the healthy parenting situation. And it's probably a part of why, I believe, Gessler writes, the reason why love that parent has for a child, certainly in earlier years, far deeper, runs much deeper than the love that a child has for a parent, not only because of the greater emotional maturity of the parent, but also because of the parent has invested so much and given so much to children, more than children can even begin to recognize. Some of the children don't have the perspective often when younger to even recognize how much parents have done for them. So the gratitude piece is limited. And also, it's the parents who are doing the giving and giving and giving and giving and giving in a healthy situation, it's not generating resentment, will generate deeper caring. And the truth is that's what turning the idea around, that's what love is. Love is about the desire to give to the other. I think I may have shared with you in another context a story that they tell about a mashkiach in one of the Musa yeshivas. He's walking through the dining room of the yeshiva, that's what it was, Tal Shudas. He tells the eating, maybe having a challah, maybe a little bit of herring. Yeah. Mashkiach knows there's one Talmud who's going at the fish with incredible gusto. He walks over, Mashkiach says, Yanko, you really enjoy the fish. Yanko looks up and says, I love fish. Mashkiach says, you love fish? Sure, love it. He says, you're sure, you love the fish. At this point, Yanko's starting to realize that there's something going on that he's not attuned to. He's like, yeah, I love fish. I mean, I think I love fish. I love fish. And she says, oh, okay, good. You love fish. Great. That means if I go to your dorm room, I'll find an aquarium. And you have that fish swimming happily in the aquarium. You check the temperature several times a week. And you feed them every day. Uncle's like, no, not exactly. Well, in that case, you don't love fish. You love yourself. You enjoy the taste of the fish. If you love the fish, it means you would care for fish. Now, we're not mechuyev to love fish. It's fine to just enjoy the taste of fish. But in relationships with people, we should be careful that to say that we love someone, that we care about someone, that we're friends, means that I care about his or her best interest. I care about his or her happiness and satisfaction. Not that I enjoy his or her presence or his or her usefulness to me. We want to help each other. But to love someone, to care about someone, means to care about their best interest. And that caring about another, it will result in wanting to give, but also will be generated by having given. And with that nuance, that more sophisticated appreciation of chesed and the relationship between chesed and ava, that mind, now let's take a look at Avram and Pesach. Avraham Avinu, mitoch hazbonus, hegiya le'emunah b'kel ha'yachim yuchad. Avraham Avinu, as Rambam describes at length, the opening paragraph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, spent a lot of time thinking about the cosmos. A lot of what drove him to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rov chasadav and briyotav, recognizing the degree of divine chesed. Ayidei kein hegiya le'emunah avos Hashem me'ava, recognizing divine chesed, catapulted Avram into being an Oheh of Hashem. Shekaro, as the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchot Tshuva, the last parak of a Sefer Hamada is dedicated to the ideal, sketching the ideal of Avodah Me'ava, and the Rambam points to Avraham Avinu as a paradigm of an Oheh Hashem, as an Oveh Me'ava. Shekaro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Avram as Ohavi. He worships Hashem Me'ava. That's part of the profundity of the Avram Chesed connection, is that Avram was driven by Avas Hashem. And then he goes takes this step further. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem, la'ahivas Hashem yisparach av Yosef. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is not only the shechter, but they're not only chovas ha'avavas, but chovas ha'ivar. Not only a mitzvah to care emotionally about Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's also meant to be expressed in action, and a good part of that action is le'ahed et Hashem, to cause others to care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ahavta, it's the phrase which the Rambam quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, ahavehu al kol habriyot, the transitive verb, cause others to love him, like Avram Avicha, shemitoch hakaras atoga avat Hashem, sheyaktavo, because of that deep sense of gratitude that I've had, and the resulting love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which burns within him, here, it spilled over into into chesed with people, which in turn, the chesed just got paid for it, and the Abba got paid for it. They can kir b'mashem yisbarach. That chesed, that carry that Abba just exuded, in turn, there was a reciprocity. People were drawn to the God, Hashem, whom Avram loved. Limin gamosam hakitov levon Hashem yisbarach. I mean, he was able to open their eyes in awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the famous Imam HaChazal. It quotes about how Avinu's hospitality brought people to an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you would turn around and say, why are you thanking me? You should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the ultimate source of what you enjoy. And so, in the last paragraph of Pesach Membeis, we close with the following. Kach gam de Pesach. It's true with Pesach as well, that if Avram, we see Avram is so deeply connected to that Chesed Ahava duo, Pesach as well. Hashem Yisbar says to us, Chesed Mufla, he takes that aside, frees us from backbreaking slavery. Rebbe Shalom takes it out, and that sort of emancipation, Ma'oleret Ha'eved Ahava Bli Gavul Kapagolo, that can inspire such a profound love by the former slave towards his emancipator. And that is indeed what happened, as Yirmiyahu records. That pair of ideas. So Shabbat says through Navi Yirmiyahu to the Jewish people, I remember the chesed the Chai Shal did when they were, we were in our youth. There was a love of our the time when we married HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the desert, we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the wilderness. Yeah, so that's the Ava and Chesed of the Pesach period on Klal Yisrael's part. It's the great Chesed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part. You see, since Zion was an extreme, remarkable, unique, singular, divine gift to us, and we reciprocated. It was Chesed Nuraich, the chesed done by Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the expression of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're willing to, you know, to follow our beloved into the wilderness. It continues that common metaphor that the Nevi'im used, of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the relationship between husband and wife. Right. Husband's off, the wife follows him, I'm with you, in for nickel, in for a dime. You're going, I'm going, we're going together. That was Klal Yisrael's attitude. As well as we need to go into Midbar, Klal said, we're in. Left the Midbar, that's the profound expression of Chesed, which is driven by Avon. The Azar Asi, Mea Pesachim, is man with Sugo, lo'er et ha'avei shemisbarach l'barach. So practically speaking, it means that this is the Avodah of the time. This is but the climate, the spiritual climate of this time of year, it's a time when it's easiest to reignite a profound Ava. This is the time of Pesach is forever, the time of sparking the Ava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's why, he suggests, Shulchan Aruch records a minhag, say Shir HaShirim and Chol Moed Pesach. The connection of Shir HaShirim and Pesach is because it's all Ava Meishav Yisparach and Yisrael, such evocative poetry about the profound and intimate love that can exist for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, or as if you actually read the Rambam inside, the Rambam quotes, Rambam focuses, I think, in the way perhaps that the Malbim does, on the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an individual Jew. That's the pshuto of Shir HaShirim. The time that comes to the Rambam's notion that Pesach is the time of Tshuva Be'ava. And this, the Friedlander suggests, is significant. Pesach is connected to Avraham Avinu, not only that Pesach and Avraham are both the opening, the foundations of Klal Yisrael, but that Pesach and Avraham share this profound connectedness to Chesed and Ava. Chesed and Ava themselves are an inextricably linked pair. Ava leads to Chesed, and Chesed in turn leads to Ava, or just those ideas. And that dynamic duo of Chesed and Ava expressed itself so beautifully by Avram and by Pesach, which hopefully give us, I said before, something to brighten our day. and something to add profundity to the weeks leading up to Pesach and to Pesach itself. I both say thank you so much for joining. We will continue to Mirat Hashem in 1 week.